The briefcase was an afterthought. Carly Winter was everything. Pete Zwicker, retired Marine and reluctant hero, once stormed the Colombian jungle to rescue three kidnapped girls. He found 47, and with the help of Carly Winter, M.D., the woman who saved his life and later became his wife, he brought them home. But the hand-tooled briefcase he grabbed on the way out, it belonged to Edmond Santos, Colombia's Minister of Agriculture and the secret architect of the global drug trade. Marked with the initials ES, it vanished into the government's hands. Until now, Carly has been kidnapped. The message left behind is chilling. Quote, tell him another party is interested, end quote. As Pete races to find her, these three powerful enemies close in. A Federal Reserve Bank fixer laundering hundreds of billions of dollars for the cartels. I'm running into the back cover area here. A wheelchair-bound senator with a vendetta and a desire to be president, and the cartel kingpin himself, backed by hundreds of twisted sicarios. The briefcase is the truth. The briefcase holds the truth. Carly holds the heart. Now, let me also read you. May I read you one other thing that's not as long as that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and then from a New York Times best-selling author, Mary Jane Clark, on Tucker Mayer's Little Girl Gone. She sent me a letter. She said, Tucker, I don't know if I have a lump in my throat or a knot in my chest, but I know that it grabbed me. Very scary, very creepy, and very creative. The fish thing is terrifying. The double cross, the daughter's abduction and return, the Marine's trauma, all edgy and compelling. And those pictures of Jessie nursing her baby, such a shocker and great. That's what's on those two items are on the back cover.
That's amazing. This story is really interesting. So what's stopping you right now to getting help with covers and design and publishing?
Well, what's stopping me is, number one, I'm a pauper. I don't have any dough. And number two, I'm so close to finishing this that I'm going to finish this damn thing and get it out there on my own and be very proud about it, you know. And the lessons that I've learned are very, very helpful. So that's what's stopping me right now. I'm very, very close. I'm very close. I'd like to see some records of how your clients have done, if you can share that with me. I don't know if you can or not, but...
Yeah, that's possible.
Before I embark on anything with anybody, I like to check them out. And I know nothing about your outfit, Jason, except what I've heard over the phone.
Okay, that's okay. So I can share you every details in email if you can... providing it.
No, I have no trouble. It's Tuck Mayer at gmail.com. I'll spell it for you. TUCKMAYER at gmail.com.
Okay, I get it. Tuck Mayer at gmail.com. Okay.
Right. It's me. So I'm going to be utilizing all of Canvas and Copilot's and KDP's opportunities to market this through their marketing program, which includes, creating a a brand name for it and getting it out there on Instagram and all sorts of the other social media networks that are available.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, that's good and amazing. I understand you, and I think basically you should do it on your own because you have done so much for your
book. Yes, I have. I have. Yeah. But
okay,
still,
please send me
your trophies, as it were, of the people who
have
really done well with you.
I'll do that. I'll send you all the details you require. So I'll be sending you an email with Jason Olive, okay? The subject
of
Jason Olive.
Thanks very much, Jason. Nice to
You're
talk
welcome.
To you. All right,
you too. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.